ओम शांति, गुड मॉर्निंग। ओके, एवरी टाइम बाबा टेल्स अस चिल्ड्रन, टाइम इज वेरी शॉर्ट एंड मेक योरसेल्फ कंप्लीट एंड परफेक्ट। एवर सिंस शिव बाबा केम डिसेंडेड From 37-38, Baba has been saying that time is very less. We have very little time, and within this little time, we have a very high destination. We have very far way to go, and for which we have to make a lot of efforts, a lot of preparations, and reach that goal. And I believe that life is very much connected with human thoughts and time. That's all life is. My thoughts and the time. If I'm able to use my thoughts and my time, then everything is used worthwhile way. Because thoughts are connected with time. So a life is nothing but time and thoughts. In order to reach that perfect stage, we have to use every thought, every moment, a worthwhile way, so that our life will be worthwhile. I feel I have lived my life and that was worthy. I became Baba's child, and for whatever reason I came to Baba, I got it. I attained it. I am very happy. And for that we need to have little goals. Okay? Yeah? I'll just share 7 or 8 main goals that we need to set. The first thing is, Baba has given us so much knowledge. When we came first day to Baba, the first thing that we were taught was, you're not the body, but you're a soul. And you, the soul, you're eternal, you're peaceful, you're loving, you're absolutely pure. This is the knowledge Baba gave. And God is also point of light, but is ocean in all qualities, in all powers. Now, and about the cycle, about the karma, about the tree, etc. Now, I know this knowledge. I know this knowledge intellectually. But I haven't experienced. A Brahman life will become really worthwhile when we have that experience. Not information, but experience. As people in the world outside, they're very much, you know, they're hungry for knowledge, in a sense, for information. They want more and more information. Person having maximum and much information, especially the latest information, is supposed to be a successful person. But we have the great information where nowhere in the entire world can ever think about these things, but God has given us this information directly, which is a big deal. But the thing is, if the information remains just a piece of information, it's of no use. Because eventually the importance for the information will be lost when we don't experience it. So it's very much important, not only I know the knowledge, but I understand it and I experience it. Because without experience, we will never ever feel the strength. Like yesterday also Baba was talking about, you know, to have the power of yoga, to make the sword of knowledge, you know, very fine or very sharp. So I have the sword, but the sword is not sharp because I have no experience. And so I need to experience, have an aim, the first goal, to experience Sama Soul. We all know someone is 20 years in knowledge, someone is 30, someone is 15, someone is 1 year. And ever since day one, we all know I'm a soul, but to what extent I have that experience of a soul. I'm aware of soul, but to be constantly conscious of soul, soul consciousness, that's a practice, it's an experience. Am I really able to see other person as a soul, in spite of whatever that person is? Just see him as a point of light. This is point of light, this is point of light. Because I was also sharing this before, all the knowledge Baba gives, it vanishes, it goes away, it disappears. But one thing that stays for 21 births, and that is soul consciousness. It is only this awareness of the soul or soul consciousness that will go for half the cycle. And if we need to have that going for 21 births for half the cycle, just imagine to what extent we need to have that practice and experience. You know what I mean? Yeah? It should be so deep and so natural. It shouldn't be like very superficial, I'm a soul, you are a soul. But I am that and you are that. The experience should be so natural that I am that. So to have the experience of the knowledge, all the knowledge, every point of knowledge we listen to. And the second thing is my relationship with Baba. Experiencing all relationships with Baba. What is my life? How will my life become worthy when I have not experienced relationship with Baba? I know Baba is my father, Baba is my mother, Baba is my companion, Baba is my the one who gives me support, my beloved, my blah blah blah. But when it comes to actual experience, my mind would go there, to that person, to this person. I remember I miss some people. My mind goes to human beings. You see? Because I don't have the experience of real living relationship with Baba. I know intellectually, but haven't lived that relationship with him. So basically, what is yoga? We are all yogis. We have come here to lead a yogi life. And what is yogi or what is yoga? Is relationship. So if I don't experience relationship with God, then I'm not yogi. You see? What it means to have God's love as a father. What it is like to have the experience of God as my beloved, the love of a beloved, of a teacher. Whenever I'm going through difficulties, troubles, facing problems, God as my supporter, who supports me, to help me. How I experienced God's help. Of course, when God helps people outside who don't even know Him, definitely every child, every Baba's child have definitely experienced Baba's help. But that kind of support. And my mind only goes to God when I'm in crisis. You see? And not with that, with sorrow, but with love. That's very, very important. You know, when I'm in difficulties, my mind will experience sorrow. I'm upset. I am disturbed. So I don't experience love or that type of very natural and very loving relationship with God. So we come back to that old, you know, type of devotional way of dealing things, like we start pray, you know, pray, like we pray God when we are in difficulty. So we start, you know, telling Baba, I have this, please will you do this to me, will you do that for me, will you help me in this way, will you help me. We start asking for help. If I've had that continuous, consistent relationship with Baba, I don't have to ask for it. If I have that consistent relationship with Baba, that I don't have to pull my mind from all the other sides and try to, you know, put in God, try to, you know, forge that relationship, establish that relationship with God at that point in time, which becomes very difficult. My mind thinks more about the problem, how this and how that and how X and Y and Z, instead of believing, trust, faith in God, He is there with me. And to feel Him with me right here. It's not just mentally imagining. It's relationship, experiencing relationship is just not an imaginary relationship. Just imagining God to be with me, but to really feel that living relationship right here with me now. Like she's sitting next to her and this one is sitting next. So it's just like that. Then the kind of insecurity, even as a Brahman we all feel, the kind of fear, even as a Brahman, even as God's child we all have, we will never. Because God is with me. So why am I insecure? Why am I afraid of what? Of what? You see? And the third thing is experiencing every virtue of God. God's virtues. God is ocean of love, ocean of peace, ocean of bliss. So as a Brahman, as a God's child, have I experienced God's unlimited, unconditional ocean of love? So pure, so clean, so accepting, so fulfilling. Have I experienced that? If I have, then I will never ever feel lonely in life. I will never lack enthusiasm, because love gives lots of energy. It's a booster. Why I feel so slack and lack of enthusiasm, no spirit? Yeah, I know. I know Baba says this. Baba tells this every day. You know what I mean? The type of slackness we all experience is because I haven't experienced that love. One is to know and to experience superficially. And one is to experience deeply the subtlety of everything. Very important. the subtlety of the virtues. Peace, such a nice thing. I shouldn't ask this question, but still I would. Can I ask the question? Yeah? No? Okay. It's a secret, okay? Don't tell anybody. Even after I am Baba's child, am I peaceful? Do I have peace of mind? We make so many conferences, peace of mind retreats, but do I have peace? I bring so many guests for peace of mind, but do I have peace? Am I experiencing that peace? Every day. Honestly, we all have to ask ourselves. The first quality, the first lesson I was taught, I'm a soul, I'm a peaceful being. Where is that peace? I'm so disturbed. Some Brahmins say, I'm so disturbed after I came to Baba. I was very good before. Ever since I came to Baba, I'm very disturbed, disturbed, disturbed. So where am I experiencing peace? Peace is undisturbed mind. Nothing can bother me. Nothing can disturb me. You see? It's a single-mindedness. And I have to experience the ocean of peace, because that's what God is. Ocean. Just imagine if I have the experience of ocean of peace, nothing in the entire world can ever have courage even to disturb me. Bliss. Bliss is such a nice thing. The biggest virtue they consider to experience bliss. In India they say Paramananda. And when God is described, praised, they always say Satchidananda, Paramananda. It's only God who has that greatest virtue of bliss. So I, being God's child, to experience that bliss. Many times what happens, I'm very close to the treasure store. I'm seeing all the priceless, very, very precious jewels in front of me. But it is not in my hands. I'm right there, but it's not in my hands. It means I haven't experienced. I know. I've opened the treasure store. I'm at the door of the treasure store. I've arrived there. I've opened the door. And I'm looking at all the precious things that are there in the treasure store. But I haven't attained them. I haven't got them. So even though I'm right in there, I feel empty. So then how can I say that my life is worthwhile when I'm right there and I haven't caught anything? I don't know about the other places, but in India, before, you know, every time they used to have exhibitions, they used to have a lot of exhibitions in India before, you know, in doing service. And in every exhibition, one main slogan, there used to be two slogans they used to put up. One is, be holy and yogi. Another slogan is, now or never. If you don't do now, then when again will you do? If you are not getting now, when will you get again? And Baba also says to us children, if not now, then when? So if I'm not experiencing those treasures now, then when again will I experience, when again will I get the chance? Because life is connected with time. And my time finishes means my life finishes. It could be any time. It could be today, it could be tomorrow, it could be any time. So when the time finishes, when my life finishes, when will I get another chance to experience? It's gone, finish. Then lifelong I have to repent, thinking, oh, I was there right in the front of the treasure store, but I haven't got it. I haven't attained them. I was just looking at them, but I never personalized them. You know, personalizing? Make the treasure store belong to me. I never did that at all. So if I'm not getting it now, when will I get? I'll not get in golden age. And if I don't get now, again, another thing Baba says is, you will lose every cycle, kalpa after kalpa, because that will be recorded forever and ever. If I get, I will get cycle after cycle, forever and ever. And if I lose forever, kalpa after kalpa. You know, in many fairy tales, the end line, the last line of the fairy tale mostly is, they lived happily ever after. You see? The prince and princess lived happily ever after. And ever after. So if I don't attain this now, what will be for me ever after? You see? Because we are the real fairies, angels, and we go through many obstacles. But after all that, we will win, victory is ours, and we will live happily ever after. And if I lose, if I am defeated, then that defeat will be always forever. So this is the third thing. And the fourth thing, the aim I need to, a little goal I need to have is focus. Baba says, in a second, my mind should be able to focus. Because the habit of mind is to wander. And if I don't train my mind to focus, bring again and again back to where I want it to be, then when will my mind concentrate? When will I concentrate? Even little things can disturb us now. Like we are all sitting in the class, if a person walking, we will leave everything behind and we'll turn and look at that person till that person come back and sit in the wherever that person wants to sit. So why am I distracted by that person coming in? Somebody gets up and go, we just turn and look at that person till he goes to the door. Why even little things can distract my mind? So if I don't focus now, when will my mind focus? When will I have concentration? When we explain about yoga to others, to the new people, we always say yoga helps improve concentration. So we being yogis, when we cannot focus our mind, cannot concentrate, no matter what's happening around, but my mind is into it, and what, in a fraction of a second anything happens, my mind, because it is used to get distracted, it is used wandering, it still continues to wander. It wanders in waste thoughts, wanders in looking waste, hearing waste, talking waste. Because I have taste, I have the taste of the waste. Talking waste is very interesting, very nice. Like eating chickpeas. You see? Seeing scenes of waste, hearing waste. So my mind is into waste. Using my thought, word, action, drishti. Waste, waste, waste. So how will it become worthwhile? Because my mind is into waste always. So my mind, my life will become worthless even after I belong to God. Should I want that to happen? The last moment of my life, I repent thinking, my life became worthless. I left this, I left that, I left the entire world, but my life became like this. I wish I would have used all my life in a worthwhile way. I wish I would have done that, I wish I would have done this. So this is the time. This is the moment. Whatever I wish to do. Because then after, probably I might not have the time, I might not even have a chance to do what I wish to do, what I wanted to do, or what I want to do. So it's now. Yeah? And the fifth one is having a stable and a constant state of mind. Yogi is he who can keep his mind constant and stable under all circumstances and situations. My life is not based on a praise or an insult. If somebody insults, why am I getting disturbed? Because my life is not for that. It is his problem if he's insulting. You see? If someone is praised, why am I flying so high? I'm not here for that. So my state of mind should be the same. My feelings should be constant. If someone is praising, someone is insulting, someone likes me, someone dislikes me, because I am here for what? I'm here for what? For what? For God? I'm here for God's service. So my life is connected with God, not with human beings. Entire cycle, my life is connected with human beings. But only one time, for a very little time, I have a chance to connect with God. Have accounts with God. My karmic account in the whole cycle is with human beings, isn't it? But it's just one opportunity to have that connection, my give and take, my transaction. Everything is with one, and that's supreme. The Almighty, the Creator, Himself. So why my mind should fluctuate when someone prays or someone defames me or insults me? I'm not for that. Should be constant, stable. I have to maintain my feelings very constant and stable. My feelings should not disturb. Because disturbed feelings makes you emotional. Because when feelings becomes uncontrolled, then people becomes emotional. You see, I should not let my feelings go beyond control. So I have to, it's my responsibility and duty to look after my feelings. Nobody can help you create your feelings, please. Remember one thing. It's only me. So I should help to keep those healthy feelings. I should not allow my feelings to get hurt. You see? Rather, if there were hurt feelings, I should be able to heal them now myself. I should heal my own feelings and not let them hurt anymore. And so, to have that constant. Because remember, if you just bring what Baba describes about the last scene during the destruction, everything will be in such a mess, disorder, bloodshed, killing, you see, and all such things will be happening, natural calamities. And if my mind is not, if I don't have the experience to have that stable and constant state of mind now, then the last scene will disturb us. We will be afraid. We will feel very insecure. So if I have that habit of having that or experience of having, keeping my mind constant and stable, nothing can bother me, nothing can disturb me, your praise, your insult, your hot and cold or good or bad, nothing is going to influence me. So I maintain my feelings uninfluenced by the external situations or people, then I can face any horrible worst situation. The most horrible situation will be very pleasurable for me because I feel good inside, within my being. My feelings are so nice and constantly happy that these situations have no influence on my feelings, my being. So I'm constant. I'm happy. And the sixth thing is a very important thing, like also Baba was talking this morning, changing our habit, our habits, transforming our sanskars. Very important. What use, how will my life, my Brahman life become worthy when I haven't transformed my sanskaras at all? It's a new package with old stuff in it. So only my external appearance, my package has changed. I have a white attire with very nice badge and with nice shawl wrapped around. But the stuff inside is old. Same old sanskaras, same old habits. Excuse me. Many times, even outside people point out to us and say, "Oh, you're in knowledge for such a long time, but you haven't changed this habit. You have same sanskars, the same old sanskars you have, and you're going there every day. You're in knowledge for such a long time. But your habits have not changed." You see? Many times in household, or our family people or friends, sometimes they point out. They can see our old habits. They can see our old sanskars. So whether somebody know about my old sanskars, about my bad habits or not, but I know, don't I? I know my own habits. I know my old sanskara. I know about my own bad habits, what I have. The habits that troubles me. The sanskaras I'm slave to. You see? the nature that I want to transform, but I'm not able to transform. Those aspects that I want to give up, but I'm not able to give up. I know, don't I? Whether somebody knows or not, but I know myself better. In fact, I should know myself better. So, after, you know, being with Baba for such a long time, what if I still continue to have the same old habits and same old sanskaras? I'm not going to carry that with me. And even if I'm going to have those sanskaras, I can't even go back home. We can't go back home with the old and bad sanskaras and bad habits. Dharmaraj, we have to, they will stop me at Dharmarajpuri. You see? And we have to pay tax to the Dharmaraj. And remember, a couple of days ago, Baba was talking in Murli about the strength of yoga and the strength of power of punishment. Remember? Baba was talking about the strength or power of punishment and strength and power of yoga. So either I transform my sanskaras with the power of yoga or by undergoing punishments. Baba also mentioned it today. So even after I belong to Baba, is it worth to go through punishment to transform my habits, transform my sanskaras? Then how can I call my life is very worthwhile? So we all have to go back home. I'm sure we don't want to go back home being punished. Baba is teaching us with such a great love. And we have to take the advantage of that love and transform our nature and sanskars. And this transforming sanskars and experiencing God's love and bliss will take us to perfection automatically. We don't have to make efforts. That will automatically take us to perfection. You see? Another thing Baba says is, unless and until, the seventh one, you become angels, you will not become a deity. From Brahman to angel, angel to deity. So I have to become an angel before becoming a deity. Which means, to become an angel means to have the experience of being double light. I'm light. No burden of old sanskars. No burden of old habits. There's no burden at all. I'm light. And in terms of brightness, I am a light. I'm bright. I'm pure. So to have that experience of being double light is what it means to be an angel. And angel also means to be free from any type of attachment, holding. The more I hold on to things, I can't become an angel. Let go, let go. Then I become angel. Even if I'm going to hold on to a balloon, it cannot fly. I just leave the balloon, and the balloon start flying higher and higher. That doesn't have weight at all. It's weightless. Balloon is filled with air. But just holding the string doesn't allow it to fly. Just let it loose. It goes high and high and high. So angels are those who fly high, means don't have ties down below. It's not been pulled by anything. If my mind is pulled by anything, then I can't, my life cannot be worthwhile. Because what if in the last moment of my life, my mind gets pulled to people, things, money, anything, so it's gone. Lifelong effort is gone. One moment. Because our examination is of a moment. And to have that right moment, we have to practice from now. Or to have that moment right, proper, I have to practice from now. But last, before the soul leaves the body, my mind gets pulled here, there. All the effort, I'm 40 years in knowledge, I'm that and this and this and this, it's all waste because my mind is into worldly things with people. It got pulled. It's not with Baba anymore. So it's gone. And lastly, we tell people when we give courses to the newcomers, through yoga, you attain 8 powers. The attainment of yoga is 8 powers. Which means, I don't have to make any effort to get these powers. I just connect my mind and these powers are automatically, they come in. I don't have this. These 8 powers don't need effort. It's just connecting with Him. So the 8th and last one is to experience these powers. What if I don't know? I can't discern. I don't have discernment. What if I cannot make a right decision in the right moment? Because I lack power of decision making. What if I cannot tolerate a little thing, a small thing? Like today Baba was talking about patience. Just one moment. I was so hazed, I lost. Have patience. So these powers, what Baba talks about, to have the experience of these powers. I know them intellectually, I understand them also, but to experience them is what is important. So if I use my mind, my thoughts, and every moment of my time in my life, in these experiences, then my life will become very worthwhile. Every second becomes worthwhile. Because a second lost without experience is lost without any benefit. And many times Baba compares, you see, few seconds, few minutes in Brahman life is equal to so many years, you see. So if I'm losing moments in the confluence age as a Brahman, instead of having experience with God, I'm just whiling away the time, whiling away my thoughts go, my energy goes, without any attainment, without any experience, then that life is no worth. It's worthless. Yeah? So we pay attention on these 8 little goals in life, keep them every day in front of me, even during traffic control, even 1 minute traffic control when we have, to have an aim, to have an experience. Not just stand still till the song finishes. And even for that 1 moment, 1 minute of silence what we had, my thoughts were going, running. What's after this? I have to tell this or do that and this and this. So I'm more into business instead of really being quiet and silent. Then the time is gone. Baba says confluence age and the Brahman life is blessed. It has blessings. We do little, we get more, either good or bad. You see? So this is a time of natural attainments, easy attainments. So when I'm not attaining, it means I'm losing. When I'm losing, then my life becomes worthless. Om Shanti.